welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, what I'm going to be talking to you about is how I went from spending hours and hours and hours doing content research all the way to having to do little to no research whatsoever and being able to come up with content every single day. Now, this is something that I used to struggle a lot with back when I first started using social media. It was like so overwhelming when it comes to being told over and over again by people online that you have to post content to be able to build your business, right? And for me, I really understood it, like I got the logic of it, but I didn't actually understand how to go about doing it. So I did what I think a lot of people go out and do, and that is look at what all of our kind of like people that inspire us go out there and do. So I went onto the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk's profile, I went onto Grant Cardone's, I was a couple of other property influencers that I followed at the time. And I started actually having a look at what they were posting. And do you know what? I can't tell you the amount of hours I used to waste scrolling, looking for some form of idea. And over time, I actually realized that trying to copy them was never actually going to benefit me in any way, shape or form. Like their personalities, the way that they deliver, it's like completely different to mine. And actually it was doing me more harm than it was good trying to almost mimic what they were doing. So then I started to kind of create loads of ideas. So I got down a piece of paper, wrote down like the numbers from 1 to 100 and started to put down loads and loads of different ideas. And what I realized was that people weren't actually that interested in all the different bits of information that I was giving. And I was trying to come up with new ideas every single time. And it just got really, really mind-blowing. Like, I was trying to think of all the different things that I could possibly talk about, from property to investing, to then growing a brand, to then growing a business, to then starting your own business, to then looking at Instagram as my brand then changed, then again to content, then it was social media. And I was speaking about so many different things, and I lost actually a bit of my identity in terms of who I was and what I was about, because I was looking for other people to inspire my creativeness. And this is where I think a lot of people get stuck, and it's that they're over and over and over again trying to find new ideas, find new bits of information, find new pieces of content. And for me, that is actually the wrong way to go about it. That for me is the shortcut to just wasting time and not being able to generate the results of a consistent, well-known brand that we're actually on here trying to build. So what I did was, over time, I started to look at what it was that I wanted to be known for. Like at that specific moment, what was it that I wanted to be known for? When I first realized this, it was the Instagram business that I had. It was helping people grow Instagram accounts. So I realized that I had probably 3 to 5 different content titles in reality that I was trying to speak about. I needed to talk about account growth. I needed to talk about content. I needed to talk about brand identity. And then I needed to talk about like little tactics that you people could use to be able to actually activate growth. And although the information, when you look at it on paper, is the same, so I'm literally repeating myself day in, day out, one post on growth, one post on content, one post on hashtags, one post on reels, whatever, I actually realized that it's not the information that needs to change. In fact, for consistency, the information needs to stay the same. It's the stories, it's the lessons, it's the experiences that actually need to change. So actually, I can produce the same information, but I can make it different by actually telling a different story and a different lesson and a different experience about what I was going through at that particular time and how I was feeling. Now, what I'm starting to realize, especially now more than ever, is that people don't actually engage with information. We can get information anywhere on the internet. We go to Google, we go to YouTube, we type in what we want and we find the answer to the problem. We're not scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of these interruption-based platforms looking for answers to content. We're looking for stuff that we can connect with, stuff that entertains us and also keeps us informed with what's going on. Now, I want you to ask yourself at this point, like, why do you follow certain people? And 9 times out of 10, it's because you're interested in their life. You're interested in what's going on. So when we're creating, especially when we're looking at building a business brand via personal branding, We need to showcase and talk about what we're doing, what we're experiencing, the lessons that we're learning, the top tactics, the discoveries that we're having on simple bits of information that we want people to actually recognize us for on a day-to-day basis. So if I was going to give you any task off the back of this video or podcast, however you're digesting this information tonight or today, whenever you're listening, it would be to write down the 3 to 5 to maybe 10 max topics, bits of information that you can talk about. The stuff like I would, like the account growth, the prospecting, the stuff that I would talk about is there. What are your topics? What are your niches? What are your industries? Get really, really focused on those and then ask yourself, what's been happening in my life? What's been happening in my business? What's been happening with my customers that I can go out there and proactively talk about? This is how you can avoid having to do any content research whatsoever. Because again, we're not looking to reach millions of people as business people looking to use these platforms. We don't need to reach millions. We could reach 1,000, we could reach 100. How many customers do we really need? So rather than trying to target the world, create content for the one person that needs to hear it. And then from that, deliver the key bits of information that you need to deliver that represent and relate to your brand. And then link in the stuff that we actually engage with, which is the stories, the experiences, the lessons that we're learning along our journey. If this is something that you need any help with at all, then as always, on the podcast or on my Instagram profile, wherever you're watching this, just drop a comment below, drop me a message. I'm always helping people with this stuff now. This is the stuff that we're really honing in on. It's not just about creating content for content's sake. It's about creating meaningful content that showcases what we do, how we do it, and why we're the people you should work with. It's that simple. I hope you've enjoyed it. Any questions, you know where I am. See you in the next one. Peace.